You're listening to SBS News.
Musab Hassan will never forget the morning that his Sudanese village was raided and burned to ash by a militia group known as the Janjaweed.
I was 9 years old. When early morning, like any other morning, we woke up to fresh up and go to school. When this militant attacked our village, these militants were attacking us from the ground. The Sudanese air forces were bombarding the villages from the air. I lost 2 siblings and uncle, countless dozens of them from my family and relatives. Suddenly, we found ourselves with nothing but people fleeing, and spent several months fleeing from one place to another, just looking to survive.
Starting in 2003, a 5-year campaign by militia groups and the Sudanese military in their western region of Darfur saw around 300,000 people killed, according to UN estimates, and about 2.7 million forced from their homes. And it's the survivors of the Darfur massacres, which were labelled the 21st century's first genocide by former US Secretary of State Colin Powell, that are now celebrating an historic day.
The chamber is convinced that the accused is guilty beyond reasonable doubt of the crimes with which he has been charged. Its verdicts are unanimous. Stand up, please, Ali Muhammad Ali Abd al-Rahman.
That's Judge Joanna Corner of the International Criminal Court reading a verdict convicting infamous militia leader Ali Muhammad Ali Abd al-Rahman for his role in the mass killings 20 years after the fact. The court has found the former commander of the Janjaweed militia guilty of 27 counts of crimes against humanity and war crimes, including rape, murder and persecution, for his actions between 2003 and 2004. The court heard harrowing testimony from survivors describing massacres, sexual violence and torture carried out under his command.
The accused ordered some of the detainees to get out of the vehicles. He then ordered the detainees to lie down in a line and then instructed the Janjaweed and the government of Sudan forces to shoot and kill the detainees. As demonstrated by the facts relating to the crimes, the accused encouraged and gave instructions that resulted in the killings, the rapes and destruction committed by the Janjaweed in Kudum and Bindizi.
The ICC verdict marks the very first time that one of the architects of the years-long campaign of atrocities has faced justice, with the court still seeking a conviction of Sudan's former dictator, Omar al-Bashir, on charges including genocide and crimes against humanity. Saif Magango, a spokesman for the UN, says they welcome the verdict.
The convictions by the International Criminal Court represent an important acknowledgement of the enormous suffering endured by the victims of his heinous crimes, as well as a first measure of long overdue redress for them.
So what was the reason for this devastating military campaign? In 2003, Darfuri rebel groups took up arms against the Sudanese government in protest over what they saw as an unequal distribution of economic resources. The ensuing conflict saw Sudanese government forces led by autocratic President Omar al-Bashir, as well as his allied Arab militia group, storm the region, raiding villages of the Zagawa, Masalit and Fur tribes, which they saw as linked to rebel groups. Musab Hassan, who now lives in Sydney and is president of the Sudanese Zagawa Community Association of New South Wales and Canberra, says the armed forces spared no one.
It's an absolute eradication of entire communities, entire nation, from their villages, from their cities, from their farms, and killing the people just based on their ethnicity. Al-Bashir, he gives them absolute impunity and rights and guns and support to eradicate and kill and genocide African tribes. They killed and kidnapped and burned and raped entire villages, almost 3,000 villages.
Now, one of the architects of these crimes, Mr. Abdulrahman, faces a possible life sentence, which will be determined at a later date after a new round of ICC hearings. The verdict has been a bittersweet moment for survivors whose families and communities are once again the target of militants descended from the Janjaweed, a paramilitary group known as the Rapid Support Forces.
Today's verdicts unfortunately come at a time when similar atrocity crimes are taking place once again in Darfur and elsewhere in Sudan, amid the ongoing conflict between the Sudanese army and the Rapid Support Forces.
The RSF has been in a civil war with the Sudanese armed forces since April 2023, a conflict that's created the largest humanitarian crisis in the world, with around 13 million people displaced, and according to US estimates, over 150,000 are believed to have been killed. In Darfur, famine has been declared in several areas, and hundreds of acts of sexual violence and ethnically targeted killings of Masalit, Fur, and Zagawa people by the RSF have been labeled a genocide by the United States and several human rights groups. Musab Hassan says the ICC outcome gives his people hope that those militants who've devastated their community both 20 years ago and today will someday be brought to justice.
I felt it is a very historic day. This is a sign for us, a small light at the end of the tunnel for the survivors of the genocide. And of course, for those who are still going through the genocide in Darfur, they will remember that the justice and accountability will never be forgotten. There is a saying in Sudan that justice will come sooner or later, but will never be forgotten. Whenever criminals in the world have impunity to do war crimes and genocide and walk away, the world will not be safe.
Sam Dover, SBS News.